This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. A bill passed on the final day of Missouri's legislative session focuses on parents who could lose child care assistance with even the slightest bump in pay. The measure creates a pilot program where parents who receive child care subsidies would pay the state half of any income over the maximum allowed to receive the aid. Republican Senator Rob Schaff says parents who are right at the cutoff level often have to turn down raises that would put them over the limit. That's because most of the raises would be only a fraction of what the family gets to help with child care costs. The Kansas City Star reports there are about 50,000 families in the state who receive child care assistance. Missouri hospitals are providing more charity care, according to a new analysis from the Missouri Foundation for Health. But as Alana Gordon reports from Kansas City, community health centers have also been easing the strain.
Charity care is basically the care hospitals provide without getting paid for it. A study of several dozen hospitals in the St. Louis region, along with some rural counties, found charity care went up 25% a year between 2004 and 2008. The increase coincided with a reduction in the state's Medicaid program and a rise in the state's uninsured population. Brian Barker is with the Missouri Foundation for Health and oversaw the new report. He says the analysis found this increase in hospital charity care could have been much worse if it weren't for community health centers.
The safety net was able to pick up some of those patients that lost their Medicaid coverage, provide primary care, and really keep them out of the hospitals, which sort of tampered down the increase in the uninsured accessing the emergency room.
Barker says on the whole, hospitals in rural areas felt greater pressures because there were fewer health centers. I'm Alana Gordon.
Researchers at MU have developed computer software that attempts to gauge a person's overall health by analyzing images of their tongue. KBIA's John Ingram has the details.
The new program incorporates an ancient Chinese medical method of using the appearance of the tongue to help detect ailments in one's body. MU computer science professor and co-author of the study, Dong Zhu, is excited to use technology to advance an ancient medicinal concept.
This wide application of these technologies really presents some opportunities to study some old-fashioned analysis.
Zhu says the eventual goal is to create an app that gives people the ability to use their smartphones and tablets to self-analyze their health based on images of their tongues. Zhu says that the completion of such an app will take a while and at first will be far from foolproof.
We have to warn people, the users, to take a grain of salt because more rigorous study is needed in order to be more accurate.
The completed study was recently approved for publication and appeared in the evidence-based Complementary and Alternative Medicine Journal. John Ingram, KBIA News.
Astronomy enthusiasts and members of the public are invited to MU's campus observatory tomorrow to watch the rare planetary passage of Venus. The Laws Observatory at MU is hosting a public viewing of the planet Venus's passage directly between the Sun and Earth. The planet can be seen as a black disk moving across the face of the Sun, an astronomical event that won't occur for another 105 years.